Now you're going to get Percy French. Now, when I say that, regular listeners will say, "Hello, Joe, we're going to get Brendan O'Dowder." No, you're not. Percy French, a prolific songwriter, wrote very funny songs, very serious songs, very poetic lyrics. And here, Ruby Murray. Now, you know I've been a big fan of Ruby Murray all my life. She's telling us all about Phil the Fluter. Now, he was broke, right? He had no money. What's he going to do? He arranges a ball so that everybody can come to the ball. And when they find a hat of his convenient to the door, well, they can put the money in then, you see, and they all had a great time. Now, I think I've mentioned this before. When we mention the word Corbyn in Ireland, we mean a little hat, okay? Ruby Murray and Phil the Fluter's Ball.
Have you heard of Phil the Fluter of the town of Ballymuck? Times are growing hard with him, in fact the man is broke. He just sent out a notice to the neighbours one and all, as how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. And one right note he was careful to suggest to them, if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for bettering the floor. With the tooth and the flute and the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, popping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up down hands around crossing to the wall, oh, hadn't we the gaiety of Phil the Fluter's Ball. There was Mr. Dennis Dougherty, who kept the running dog, little crooked Patty from the Terralucket Bog, boys from every barony and girls from every art, the beautiful Miss Brady in a private assam cart. Along with them came the bouncing Mrs. Cafferty, little Millie Mulligan was also to the fore, Rose Suzanne and Margaret O'Rafferty, the flower of Tipperary and the pride of Petrovore. With the toot and the flute, the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up down hands around crossing to the wall, oh, hadn't we the gaiety of Phil the Fluter's Ball. Then Phil the Fluter tipped a wink to little crooked Pat, I think it's nearly time, says he, for passing round the hat. So Petty passed the cobbing round and looking mighty cute, says you've got to pay the piper when he's twiddling on the flute. All joined in with the greatest joviality, covering the buckle and the shuffle and the cut. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality, the wit a bet the company at handle in the foot. With the toot and the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up down hands around crossing to the wall, oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's Ball?
Now, Dublin, certainly in the 40s and 50s, now let's say the 30s, 40s and 50s, had a very, very bad slum condition. There were lots of slums in the city of Dublin. In fact, I read some time ago that in fact the slum conditions in Dublin in those particular years were one of the worst in Europe. Thanks be to God, there was a big cleaning up done, well, certainly in the early, late 50s and early 60s. And a lot of that slum has gone now. But here's a track entitled Mary's Song. And it's sung for us by the Dublin City Ramblers. And it tells about two children growing up in the slums in Dublin. Have a listen to Mary's Song from the Dublin City Ramblers.
We grew up together, two kids in that same dirty street. Often cold and hungry with little to eat. We were born to that life of want and poverty. And living wasn't easy for Mary and me. When you're cold and hungry, it's hard to keep those dreams alive. For you need all the strength and the will if you want to survive. But I never gave up my dreams, and neither did she. And living wasn't easy for Mary and me. You were born in the slum, little boy, and you'll die in the slum, little boy. You were born in the slum, and you've never seen the sun. You'll be there till kingdom come, little boy. But we dreamed of the day that we'd both get away from that slum, to that place outside where a man could find a spot in the sun. Although we dreamed our dreams, they were never to be. And living wasn't easy for Mary and me. Mary came to me and she said she was 5 months gone. So we married that spring before our son was born. And before we knew our children, they numbered 3. And living wasn't easy for Mary and me. You were born in the slum, little boy, and you'll die in the slum, little boy. You were born in the slum, and you've never seen the sun. You'll be there till kingdom come, little boy. Now our kids are growing up in that same dirty street, often cold and hungry with little to eat. They were born to the life of want and poverty, and living wasn't easy for Mary and me. Oh, I wish to God this weary life was done. Oh, I wish to God that I was dead and gone. For if death's the only way that we can be free, then dying will be easy for Mary and me. You were born in the slum, little boy, and you'll die in the slum, little boy. You were born in the slum, and you've never seen the sun. You'll be there till kingdom come, little boy. You were born in the slum, little boy, and you'll die in the slum, little boy. You were born in the slum, and you've never seen the sun. You'll be there till kingdom come, little boy. You were born in the slum, little boy, and you'll die in the slum, little boy.
If I didn't tell you at the beginning of the programme, I meant to, but on this week's programme we're going to have some unusual tracks. Here's one now that, well, imagine a four-year-old little boy starting school. That's how old I was, starting school. And, well, it was a boarding school and I wanted to go home and I was pretty lonely and pretty sad, but that's another day's story. But when I went to school, well, I found learning pretty easy and I picked things up very, very easily, including this next song. Yes, as a four-year-old, I can remember learning this song from our school teacher in the School for the Blind in Dublin. And we all stood around the class and we sang this song. The song is Oscailga, which means in Irish, but it tells the story of a little boat O row my war jean, ig schnav er on goon. O my little boat floating in the harbour. It's just in praise of his little boat. But here, Lumiere, a gentle treatment of O row my war jean. I don't think I ever sang it as good as this, though. Now, I hope any of our Irish listeners who may have been to school in Ireland and have gone abroad now, but I hope that brought happy memories back to you of your school days. Now, a couple of, well, weeks, maybe a month or so ago, I upset a listener. So what's new? I hear you cry. Well, I was commenting about the Wolf Tones and I said, and I feel that a number of people will agree with me that a lot of the Wolf Tones material was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Sectarian, I think. But they departed from that then. And I think since the peace initiative came in, a lot of their earlier stuff has been, well, is not done now. But they have a wonderful track here entitled The Song of the Celts. Now, the tune I recognise as Brian Boru's March. There's some lovely harp work on this. Have a listen to the Wolf Tones and the Song of the Celts. ¶¶
the blossom that blows, that scoffs at the snows, and it faces root fast the rage of the blast. It sweetens the sod no slave ever trod, since mountains of Blair they're altered to God. The flower of the free, the heller, the heather, the Bretons and Scots and Irish together, the Manx and the Welsh and Cornish forever. Six nations are we, proud Celtic and free. Our blossom is red as the lives will be shed, and for liberty's cause against alien laws. When Lochiel and O'Neill, Clanellan grew steel, for Alba and Erin and Cambry is weal. The flower of the free, the heather, the heather, the Bretons and Scots and Irish together, the Manx and the Welsh and Cornish forever. Six nations are we, proud Celtic and free. The Saxon and Dane, they're the rule o'er the plain, and the hem of God's robe is our scepter and globe, and the Lord of all light, revered in his height, for heaven and earth blows up in his sight. The flower of the free, the heather, the heather, the Bretons and Scots and Irish together, the Manx and the Welsh and Cornish forever. Six nations are we, proud Celtic and free.
I don't think it was too long ago I played the Phil Coulter and Sir James Galway's version of Brian Boru's March, and that's the, well, shall we say, the vocal version of it from the Wolf Tones. And now this lovely haunting song from Mary Duff, The Dark Island.
Oh,
Noch will she gohuntoch er fad. Wasn't that beautiful altogether? And that was Mary Duff and the Dark Island. I received two emails this week, both of them asking for the same track. And the beauty of it is, for me, that they're in two different parts of the world. For instance, the first one is from Kathleen. Now, she's got to be Irish with a name like Kathleen, or some connection with Ireland anyway. And she's in Philadelphia in the US. And then there's Doreen, who is in Newcastle upon Tyne in the UK. In both of their emails, they're asking for that lovely piece by Alad Jones. It's called A Gaelic Blessing. In other words, the subtitle is Deep Peace. It's a lovely song, recorded, I think, from his album called Higher that he recorded some years ago. Alad Jones, and for Kathleen and for Doreen, here he is with Deep Peace.
Of the running wave to you, deep peace of the flowing air to you, deep peace of the quiet earth to you, deep peace of the shining stars to you.
The Cayley Band. Now, that seems to be dying out. Remember, we were speaking about it a couple of weeks ago. Cayley bands as such. And they are the bands that played at the Cayleys, or the gatherings of people. You initially at the crossroads, as I've told you before, but then they moved into the church halls, and then halls were built and dance halls were formed, and the Cayleys were formed. And the Cayley bands, which consisted of accordions, fiddles, a banjo occasionally, and drummer, and of course the Tin Whistle. Here's one of the most famous of all Irish ceilidh bands, the Galaglass Ceilidh Band, to play a few lively tunes for us. Well, my good friends, that's been Sounds Irish for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it half as much as I have enjoyed presenting it. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you'll be given the strength to cope, and I'm sure you will. May good God take care of you and yours, me and mine. And this is Joe Bollas saying, until next week, look after yourselves. God bless. Travel safely. Bye.